Yeah, I had a pretty funny experience when it was right after the first time I went witnessing with Brad, and I was just all fired up, and I had all these tracks, and decided that I really felt led to give one to this real sweet Muslim girl who is at the cleaners that we go to, and I brought one in along with the laundry, and I handed it to her, and she said, "What is this?" And I completely froze, and I said, "Just read it," and that was it. And God used that, even me freezing, and obviously I was thinking it was in my hands, and it's not, it's in God's hands. And each time I went to see her, I'd give her a different tract, and after about the third or fourth time, I didn't bring one. And she goes, "Well, don't you have something for me?" And I said, "Well, what do you mean?" She goes, "I really love those things you give me. They're really funny. Some are humorous." And she's like, and so I keep bringing them to her. And I've had the opportunity to share with her the book More Than a Carpenter by Josh McDowell, and invited her to go to lunch with me. We can talk about her faith. And she's not taking me up on it yet, but God is planting the seed. And it's just a matter of obedience on our part.
All right. Thank you, Kelly. Kristen was asked to write an essay for one of her class projects, and she attends a Christian school here in the Dallas area, and I'm sure that her paper was a real blessing to her teacher. It's been a real blessing to me, and I've read it to others as we've gone around the country and done some workshops. So, Kristen, I'll ask you to read that for us, if you would.
Okay. It's called Great News. I can do this, I thought. I'm so brave that I even showed up today. I'm so brave that I volunteered to do this. I'm so brave that I want to scream and run home to my mommy. Okay, I was a little scared. Did I say scared? Make that terrified. Why did I agree to do this, I asked myself. We were at the Stonebriar Mall, about to do the terrifying, the impossible. Insert scary music here. Witness to complete strangers about Jesus. It had seemed like a great idea when I invited my friends Martin Morgan and Allison Autry to come with me. But now that we were actually about to witness, I had butterflies in my stomach. We were doing pretty well just watching Mr. Aldridge talk to others, but when he said, "Okay, you guys, I think it's time you do this next one by yourselves," I replied, "Excuse me while I pick my jaw up off the floor." We stumbled awkwardly through the first few groups, and I stood in the background most of the time. After a while, it was time to split up into groups. I was in a group with Mr. Aldridge, Allison, and Nathan. As we trudged up the steps to the top floor, we spotted our first targets, a group of about 6 tattooed teenage guys. "Great," I thought to myself nervously as we walked up to them. Mr. Aldridge stepped back smiling as we stepped up uneasily. Nathan started us off. "Have you ever told a lie?" Suddenly, partway into the good news, Nathan froze up and looked to me for help. I realized with dread, "Oh, it's my turn." I awkwardly began to tell them about Judgment Day and about how we needed a Savior, and that was as far as I got. Thankfully, Mr. Aldridge stepped back in and finished for us. As Nathan talked to the teenagers, showing them his tattoos, Allison and I hung back, trying to listen politely and stepping into the conversation once or twice. Soon after that, it was time for us to head home. I was actually sad to leave. "Wow," I thought to myself, "that was really scary. But you know what? That was one of the most amazing things I think I've ever done." My friends and I spent the rest of the walk back to the car trying to find someone to give our last tracts to. We had been set on fire for God and His work. I also realized that looks can be deceiving. Sometimes the most common-looking people are the ones who need to hear our great news the most. "So," I said, turning to my friends, "when do you want to come back?" "And I just want to let you know that you're never too young for God to use you for His purpose. And just look at Jeremiah. I mean, he thought that he was too young. He said in Jeremiah 1:6, "Then I said, 'Alas, Lord God, behold, I do not know how to speak because I'm only a youth.'" But God told him that He was going to use him for His work. And so God has great plans for all of you, and just kind of let Him use you for His purpose.
Great. Thanks, Kristen. Yeah, and I just want to share that, you know, people will say when I ask them to go out that, you know, it's a scary thing. And I don't know that, I'm willing to bet that I was probably more scared than anybody else, because something happened to me when I went out the first time that has never happened in my life and hasn't happened since. But my jaw was chattering. Like when you get cold and your jaw starts, I mean, your teeth. It was like Scooby-Doo and Shaggy. And, you know, they get all scared and their jaw would shake. You know, I thought that was funny, but I found out that is real. That can really happen. So, you know, the fear is, it's real, but it's something that God does get us through.